Homegrown terrorists, Canada must take the jihadi threat more seriously. Commentary. Years ago, I recall seeing a mock recruitment poster for the US Marines that went something like this: join the Marines. Travel around the world. Meet new people, and kill them. A man from Western Canada seems to have taken this idea, broadly speaking, to the extreme. The Israelis report that a Canadian citizen, possibly from Cold Lake, Alberta, obtained a tourist visa to travel to their country and launch an attack with a knife against Israeli defense forces in Netiv HaAsara, about 60 kilometers south of Tel Aviv, abutting Gaza's northern border. Alas, he never learned the most important lesson of violence: never bring a knife to a gunfight. IDF soldiers gunned him down, with no injury to them or any civilian. This incident has serious implications for Canada-Israel relations, as I shall outline. First, however, it is important to note that this is not the first occasion on which a Canadian citizen has left to carry out a terrorist attack abroad. As discussed in detail in my latest book, The Peaceable Kingdom: A History of Terrorism in Canada from Confederation to Present, Canadian citizens have joined Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Al-Shabaab, while others have perpetrated attacks in Algeria, Somalia, Iraq, and Bangladesh. Furthermore, we collectively dodged a bullet in the past when it came to terrorism. In December 1999, Ahmed Rezsam tried to enter the United States at the B.C. Washington border with a car full of explosives. The so-called Millennium Bomber was headed to LA's main airport to execute an attack to coincide with the advent of the 21st century. Thankfully, alert U.S. Border Patrol agents noticed his nervousness at the crossing and prevented him from achieving his goal. This near miss was serious for Canada. Sources told me that the U.S. government warned Canada that had Rezsam been successful, relations would have taken a turn for the worse. We in national security took note and realized we needed to do better. As a side note, after September 11th, our greatest concern was to ensure our U.S. allies that Canada had nothing to do with the Al-Qaeda hijackers that day. But back to the Alberta jihadi. It wouldn't surprise me if Israel is now the one asking the tough questions. Was the man known to SIS or the RCMP? If so, what intelligence was shared? How did he get a tourist visa to Israel? Who else in Alberta was aware of this? It is not as if the province is immune to Islamist extremist rhetoric and radicalization. Calgary has had similar issues for decades. While the Israeli investigation is undoubtedly still underway, and we may learn more about the dead terrorist's motivation or not, it depends on what he may have posted or said to others. The fact that a tourist visa was used to enter Israel could lead to future more stringent procedures for Canadians seeking to visit the country. After all, Israel is at war with Hamas and Hezbollah simultaneously, and both groups have followers in Canada, a fact underscored by the demonstrations on university campuses and elsewhere by individuals who see these listed terrorist entities as some kind of freedom fighters. Canada cannot be seen as lax on this issue. Islamist terrorism is not only a threat to Israel, but to us as well, as arrests by the RCMP on ISIS plots against Jewish targets here have confirmed. We also cannot be seen as a country that allows its citizens to kill and maim elsewhere. If we are to be taken seriously by our allies, of which Israel is one, we need to do better. And we need a government that recognizes jihadism as the world's number one terrorist threat, as it has been for the last 4.5 decades.